happy to be back training. Looking forward to the challenge of playing Denver, who's obviously they're an outstanding football team, and we got to play our best ball to go out there and beat them. So
that's what we got. I'll be happy to answer your questions.
What have you seen from the O-line so far? It seemed like last week there were a couple of breakdowns and let up a few sacks. How would you evaluate their performance so far?
I think the guys are battling hard. I think last week we faced an outstanding front. You know, they challenge you quite well on the edges because of who they are on defense. And, you know, I think our whole team battled. You know, certainly we need to play better at all positions. But I think as a unit they're playing well together.
What about for Peter specifically? It seemed like that wasn't his best game last week.
No, I wouldn't say that. I think he, again, he battled. And he was trying to block one of the outstanding rushers in this league. And so there's some good plays, and then every once in a while you have a bad play, you know, and he was dealing with a little nick on his hand, and so he's doing fine.
Bob, what do you see as the greatest strengths of the Broncos defense?
Well, first of all, I think they've got outstanding personnel. Certainly they're missing a dynamic player, but on the edges, I think they're doing an outstanding job. I think Wolf, you know, I think Phillips and then I think Ayers are doing an outstanding job on the edges, you know, whether it be stopping the run or pressuring the quarterback. They do a good job of playing man-to-man coverage. They've got good defensive backs. And then I think inside, I think Woodyard is one of the better middle linebackers that you're going to see in the league. They're youthful in a lot of spots. They run to the ball. They play hard. And they fit defensively what they do on offense. And I think that makes them a challenge.
Are you prepping as if Bailey's going to play?
Yeah, you know, I think they've got to juggle around their secondary. They had some injuries the other night. We're going to play against whoever shows up. But they're going to have maybe a little different crew out there than what they have had the last couple weeks.
Did they switch things up front any different with Vaughn not being there?
No, I think... You know, last year they, you know, Vaughn and Doomerville are not in, you know, this year. But, again, they went out and got Phillips. And then Ayers is an outstanding player. They list him as a backup, but he could be a starter for a lot of teams.
Have you guys got your tight ends involved in the offense as much as you'd like through these first three games?
Yeah, I think so. I think you want to see the ball spread around. I prefer that. And the way we play offense, that happens quite a bit. And so we feel like they're getting their production.
It looked like Kansas City was really determined to take Deshaun out of the game or at least bring that safety over top. When that happens, what do the other guys need to do to be more effective?
Well, I think, you know, certainly it's important for teams to try to stop the run. And that's first and foremost. We were able to run the ball. With Deshaun, you know, I don't see it that way. You know, they were playing man-free coverage. And we got the ball to him. So, you know, it's hard. You know, if we can maintain a balance on offense, running the football, and then we can stay efficient and explosive throwing the ball, then it's guys just got to play.
Any thoughts of getting Tamaris Johnson a little bit more involved on the offensive side? And what's the reason why he's had to take a limited snaps on offense?
Well, you can talk about all of our backup or role players in the same way. You know, who do you take off the field? You know, same thing could be said for the tight ends. But Damaris, when he's gotten in there, has done a nice job. But we feel like the guys that are playing, the frontline guys right now that are playing, are doing a good job as well.
Sean was talking yesterday about maybe facing DRC in the game, being matched up against them. Do you expect those two to see each other much? And what does DRC do well that you've seen?
Yeah, I anticipate they'll play against each other, at least a portion of the game. He's one of the outstanding talents in this league. He runs extremely well. He can get in your hip and run with you. And he's got outstanding ball skills. So, you know, all the same things that he had before he went to Denver, you can still see on tape.
Does time of possession become a factor in a game like this, you know, when you want to keep a guy like Peyton Manning off the field as much as possible?
We just got to play. We got to play. And when we, on offense, we've got to move the ball and score points. You know, a lot's been made about how many plays. We don't worry about how many plays we're going to run. We got to score more points than the opponent. And however we can get that done, we have to do it.
Now, you said the frontline players are playing well. What are you seeing from Riley Cooper in particular?
Well, Riley's a number one. He's one of our toughest guys. When we throw him the ball, he catches it. He's an outstanding blocker. And he brings great emotion and energy to the game just because he loves to play the game. And so, you know, he's if we're going to be a good football team, the receivers have to block, and he does a very nice job of that. And I think he kind of, you know, he kind of sets the standard with Jason Avant. And then, you know, we saw even Deshaun get tangled up with guys the other night. So, you know, that's what he brings.
There was a ton of mistakes and turnovers and sacks and things like that against Kansas City. Is that something that's more on the line or more on Mike to do a better job at reading defenses and going there?
Ton of mistakes. Those are your words, right? We had some mistakes and some things we got to clean up, and I think every player in all the position groups had things that they can do better.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Your overall third down percentage has been pretty good, but third and five and or more, I think you guys are like 2 for 21. Is there a common thread there why you're having trouble converting longer third downs? Or
typically, when you go back, and we've all done it, you know, you evaluate third downs, it's really never one thing. You know, the throw may be off, you may drop the football, the quarterback may have gotten pressure. But the key is for us to stay on the field. And, you know, just by the way the numbers work out, you want to have shorter third downs than longer ones, because as the distance goes up, of course, they're tougher to make.
Michael Vick obviously has a lot of passion and motivation.
Sure.
But do you think when he plays against a guy like Peyton Manning, who's considered by many the best who ever played the game, it maybe has an intangible effect of pushing him to an even greater level?
I don't know. I don't think Mike's wired that way. I think Mike just wants to go out and compete and do what he does well. I think he's more interested, you know, and that would be a better question for him, I think. But I think when I watch Mike, now that I've been around him now for 6 months or more, I just see a guy that wants to compete and do a good job, and then we'll let you folks do the comparison afterwards.
Pat, you mentioned Jason Avant. Brent Selleck's another veteran who's taken to the scheme. What have they done to evolve since the time that you've come back here to Philadelphia?
Well, they're two of our most dependable, most trusted players, and they've taken to everything that we've done. They've embraced the behind-the-scenes sports science of getting their bodies right, and you know, I kind of go to them as we, you know, typically throughout the week and see how they're feeling. So their leadership behind the scenes has been outstanding. They've been doing a good job on the field as well. And they're just steady veteran players that we can all count on.
What does Lane need to do better?
Well, I think Lane's really playing pretty well for a rookie. It's not easy. It's not easy to play that position. And he got beat a couple times the other night, which happens. The good thing about Lane is he's tough, he works hard, and he's got the skill and ability to play the position he's playing. And so he just needs to keep grinding. You know, it doesn't sell many books when I tell you we just got to keep working at it. But that's really what it comes down to. And guys that are young players doing this for the first time in this league, you know, you're gonna miss a couple times. But the key is how you respond to it. It's like turnovers. They're going to happen sometimes. How do we respond when they happen? And I think that's what we look for in Lane as he becomes a veteran player in this league. How does he handle those misses? And he's done a good job to this point.
Can you talk about that, delaying their rush, maybe coming a little further outside, hesitating and then coming at him?
Who said that? Lane.
Oh, did he? After like a couple of seconds. When that happens, if that's the case, what does he need to do? What are his keys in order to...
Well, I think, you get matched up in a game, and for most of the plays, you're kind of matched up with the same guy, and so then they start to change up their moves. They'll bull rush you, then they'll try to speed rush you, and then they'll try to delay to get you to maybe lean or, you know, or jump. And typically, young players, you know, become a little bit more aggressive once in a while, get you to lean and then beat you quick. So, you know, it's just that game that everybody plays. And as you get used to the matchup of the guy you're playing throughout the game, you got to counter the moves that he gives you.
Question,
LeSean McCoy in the second half. I mean, it seemed like he hurt his ankle pretty bad before halftime, and then coming out and doing having the runs he did. I mean, what do you kind of make of season?
No, I think he's done a great job. I think he's producing extremely well. You know, he's securing the football in a way that we like to see, and he's a really fine player, and we just hope that it continues, that he's able to get the same kind of production that we're getting out of him.
Mike talked about the one interception where he knew which direction he should have gone with the ball. And
which one, the first one or the second one?
It was
one?
The first one where okay. He had it. Someone isolated out on the left side and decided to go across the middle instead. He said he just needed to trust his instincts. He would never do that again.
As you go through life, we all develop our list of things we'll never do again. You know? You guys are laughing. You got that same list? I got that list.
In terms of trusting his instincts, I mean, is that a common theme when turnovers sure. do come to play?
Yeah, you know, you need to trust your training. You need to trust your instincts. And the quarterback, you know, we focus on his decision-making on every single play. And every once in a while, you may have a decision-making error. And there were a lot of other things going on with that play, and Mike did a good job of explaining it, but there's other things that other players could have done better that might have not had that be a pick six.
Now, Chip said last week you're his replay guy in the booth, so to speak. You're the one kind of telling him what he sees. What's that process upstairs?
Well, I'm up there with a bunch of other coaches, and then, you know, I don't always have the greatest view of it, but we kind of put our minds together up there, and then in a situation where it warrants a challenge or we say, hey, coach, you ought to think about doing this, then we give them that information.
What's your philosophy on that? I mean, do you think you should challenge if there's a chance of an overturn, or do you want to see, like, okay, this is a slam dunk?
No, I think we want to, if we see visible evidence to support the fact that we may, you know, win on the challenge, then we want to do it. Unfortunately, there's a lot of times in the game where you're thinking about it, and for whatever reason, you don't see it. It happens mostly when you're on the road, you know. I say that tongue-in-cheek. Well, if you don't have the evidence to support it, then you just can't do it, you know. And then I don't want to lead, you know, Coach Kelly off the bridge by giving him bad information, because there are times when you just can't. There's times when he on the sideline can see it better than I can because it's right in front of him. Then there's other times when, for whatever reason, we get some more information up top that can help him with his decision. So each situation is different. You know, I think generally speaking, we want to be aggressive here in everything that we do. And if we see something that we think can get overturned, then we'll try to challenge it.
Do you get any feed that's different than what we're getting?
I don't know what you're getting. Huh? So you see what we see? You good? All right, guys.